You're with SBS Radio.
It is 8:30 or so in the evening in the satellite town of Nilopolis, about half an hour outside Rio, and the buzz is building. People are drinking beers, people are arriving in spangly tops, sequins, because this is the first open rehearsal. That means people can come and see it from the outside, of this particular samba school. The samba school known as Hummingbirds. Well, I feel this big sound system is going to crank up any time now. And so it begins, a wall of percussion. On stage now, there are people banging drums as big as a fridge, 40 or 50 of them. Right at the very back, there are Brazilian tambourines being shaken vigorously. And all this as a lone young woman gyrates in a sequin dress at the front, impossibly quickly. So this is the spectacle, this is the huge spectacle that is samba. And we've heard from several people about the importance for the community. But is it possible ever to really separate this from politics? Let's go outside to ask that fundamental question.
No, vejo dessa forma.
No, it's not possible. Especially nowadays, it's not possible. You cannot separate this because this is their singing. This is how this community will be listening. You have 2 days in which they will be there. 70,000 people are going to be watching. Millions are going to be watching at home. So this is the opportunity for them to give voice to what they are actually suffering every day and what their life is.
I get that entirely. But wouldn't it be great if you could find two groups of supporters, one of Lula supporters, one of Bolsonaro supporters, and find some common ground? Is that possible, to find a theme of common ground?
Não existe essa oportunidade no momento. O Brasil está realmente
no,
muito dividido.
This, at this moment, this doesn't exist. The country is actually very divided. It's pretty much 50-50. And it's very polarizing teams and subjects. So he doesn't see any common ground, any possibility, not even in samba, any possibility to unite them at this moment.
So there is a hint of sadness that because of the polarization in Brazil at the moment, politics gets into absolutely everything. But as you can probably hear, it's not denting people's enjoyment of the music. You can see that on the smiles on their faces. This rehearsal is going to go on until 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's no sign that anybody is going to go to bed soon.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.